Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. All right. Time to talk money with senior wealth advisor and market strategist Paul Nolte. Paul is with Murphy and Silvest. Happy almost New Year, Paul.
Happy New Year. We're getting fired up to flip the calendar over to 26 and start anew.
Yes, we are. And right now there's kind of a bit of a lull on Wall Street in between Christmas and New Year's. And as we ring in 2026, what is the top thing that people should do with their money right now, in your opinion?
You know, one of the things that we normally do with a lot of clients in January, things that we will typically review, is all their beneficiaries. You set up your 401k many, many moons ago. I've had some younger clients who weren't married set up parents as beneficiaries on their 401ks. They're still beneficiaries, even though they're now married and have kids. So it's good to review how you have your beneficiaries set up, especially in your 401k, because it tends to be a fix it and forget it. Also on the 401k, make sure you are at least getting the company match. A lot of people do not do that, or wind up just missing it altogether and not contributing to their 401k. And many companies now are starting Roth 401ks. And for a lot of people, that is probably the best way to go.
All right. And speaking of workplace 401ks, what about jobs? Will there be more jobs in 2026?
You know, it's interesting. When we take a look at the jobs picture in large, it's been actually not bad. Yes, the unemployment rate's ticked up a little bit, but if you look at history, the current unemployment rate is still very low from a historical perspective. And we've seen a fair amount in the way of job gains over the course of the year, the weekly jobless claims numbers that come out every Thursday, pretty much in line with what we've seen historically. So, yeah, jobs are there. Different jobs, yes. Maybe not always for college graduates, maybe a little less this year than there has been in years past. But there are jobs out there to be had.
Jeff Carlin is filling in today for Joe Romano, and I asked him, hey, do you have any questions for Paul Nolte? And the only reason I'm saying this, Paul, is because when I read this question that Jeff gave me, I don't want people to think I'm saying it, and you'll hear why. 2025 data shows that 38% of parents say their retirement goals are being delayed because adult children are moving back home, or in some cases, have never moved out. What specific financial boundaries do you recommend to help kids without jeopardizing our own retirement? Isn't that a great question? Good job, Jeff.
It is a great question. Having three kids going through college and some living at home for a little while and now all on their own, as a parent, you always want to help your kids. You don't want to see them struggle and be on their own two feet. That is the goal. So a couple things that you can do there is one, again, require that they get a job. You have to do something. You cannot be sitting on the couch all day. The other part is require them to give you the allowance. Charge them rent.
Really?
So that it's absolutely. We did it with our kids, and it doesn't have to be $1,000 a month, but it's something that they start to realize. Okay, this is a pain in the rear end. I'm still doing laundry. I'm still cooking and doing all that stuff for you. But so there is an obligation there. So it's a way to get the kids to understand that. Yeah, this is, whether you're here or you're somewhere else, you have bills to pay and you have things that you're obligated to do. So, yeah, job is definitely required.
Great advice. And I know this is not fair to throw this at you with about a minute left, but are we in a recession? Are we heading into one? What are your thoughts about the R word?
Not even close. Based on the GDP number that we got last week, the economy continues to do reasonably well. We're growing at about a 2.5% annual clip. Everything that we see does not point to a recession. Now, that can change And when the data changes, we'll change. But right now, no. We're not seeing a recession. We're not seeing an economic slowdown. That may come to pass later this year, but right now it's not in the cards.
All right. Well, next time I talk to you, Jeff Carlin has to email me some questions because this is the best segment we've ever done together, Paul.
Well, until the next one, yes.
And yeah, I, you know, my eyes roll back in my head when I start thinking about money and numbers. And that's why I will be calling Paul Nolte in the new year. He's senior wealth advisor and market strategist at Murphy and Silvest. You can go to murphysilvest.com. Happy New Year to you, Paul.
Happy New Year. Enjoy. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. And news coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.